Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
Oh, everybody. It's the half hour of power. The best show, pre-show. Tonight, the pre-show, best show. Usually the best show, post-show. We're doing it beforehand because people have places to be. I'm joined tonight, of course, by the one and only AP Mike. How are you, Mike?
I'm doing well, Tom.
You doing good?
It's good to be here, yeah.
It is good. It's good to have you here.
Pre-gaming for the best show. That's sort of what we're doing.
Pre-gaming. This is like the parking lot of a a Giants game.
Exactly, yeah. That's
the tailgate.
Way. It feels just like that, doesn't it?
Oh, throw the old pigskin around. Jason is here. Dudio, how are you?
Good. Very good.
Thank you. It was a lean and mean lineup tonight.
Yeah. It is.
No, Kristen.
No.
No Pat Byrne.
No.
Maybe he'll join in progress. We'll see, but we can get by.
Yeah, we can
Ryan,
do this.
Who needs any of these? Right? It's lean. Hey. It's like now we're like the Jimi Hendrix trio. Uh-huh. You remember that band, the Jimi Hendrix trio? Oh,
yeah.
Boy.
Oh,
that is not good. We're off to a magnificent start. So I'm just going to go right to the phones. Let's get this. Person's been calling for a while. It's a half hour of power. You're on with me, AP Mike, and Dudio. What's up?
Hey, what's going on? This is Brian in Los Angeles.
Brian in Los Angeles. What part of Los Angeles are you in, Brian?
I'm in Echo Park. Right by the old Dodger Stadium there.
Yeah, cool neighborhood, right?
I mean, yeah, it's fine. I'm originally from New York. Kind of reminds me of living in Bushwick or something. Mm-hmm.
Cool stuff, man. You're a cool dude, right?
I'm trying.
You're cool. You know it.
I'm all right.
It's more than one Bushwick in the world? That seems like one too many.
I think there's one in probably every city.
Yeah, there's a Bushwick, because the Bushwick Bill from the Ghetto Boys, right? He was in Texas, so I'm assuming there's a Bushwick in Houston. I don't think he was from New York. I don't know.
What's he been up to lately?
Bushwick Bill?
Yeah.
I don't know, Mike. I don't keep tabs on Ghetto Boys.
Ghetto Boys this week?
Yeah. How about you, caller? Do you know what Bushwick Bill's been up to?
I don't know. I haven't kept up on the Ghetto Boys in quite a while. Mm.
I wonder if his mind is still playing tricks on him.
Is he the one who had got the eye shot out? Was that the guy?
Yeah, that is
Bushwick Bill.
Yeah. Slick Rick also has an eye patch, but Bushwick Bill is the one who actually was shot in the eye, if I remember correctly.
Slick Rick wasn't shot in the eye?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Pea shooter.
He got hit with a pea shooter. That's right. So what's up, buddy?
I'm just hanging out. I was thinking, I wanted to know your opinion on these hoverboard things that people have been using. Have you seen these things? They look like Segways without the handle.
It seems, look, I haven't seen it yet. I saw some commercial where it was like, August 5th, the hoverboard is coming. It's like, if it was an actual hoverboard, I would have seen it.
It doesn't hover.
No, I would have seen it.
Like,
we'd all would have seen it.
I've actually seen it.
But it's not.
What, in Bayonne?
In Bayonne, yes. It's exactly as he described it. It's like a thing you can, mm-hmm. you swivel on it, right? Okay. That's how you get it to move, right?
Yeah. You kind of, it looks really pained, like you got to stand really stiff, but somehow move yourself around.
Yeah.
I can't really fully describe unless you've seen it in action.
Yeah, I mean, I was in a Mexican restaurant of all places where this guy came in with one. And then somebody's like, "What's that?" You know, mm-hmm. and you know, of course, he had to demonstrate it right yeah. there in the restaurant.
Did he ride it into the yeah. restaurant?
And then the person fell into it.
Yeah,
then the person with me is like, "Oh, I want to try that." Yeah. And she's like four or five drinks yeah. in. You know, uh-huh. she gets up. I'm like, "This ought to go
yeah,
well." You know,
exactly.
And she gets on it, and then she realized that it, yeah. she was not in a state yeah. to be on yeah. that thing.
Next thing you know, she's got fajita. Grill what? Marks across her face.
Guacamole beard.
Yeah, because you're not supposed to be riding a hoverboard under the influence. Everybody wants it to be Back to the Future. Everybody wants Back to the Future. It's not happening. An actual hoverboard is not. We're never going to see that. Dudia, will we ever see an actual hoverboard in our time?
Not in our time. Maybe like 100, 200 years?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Why couldn't it work on the same principles as air hockey?
There's not a constant jet of air underneath them pushing them up.
Well, maybe it could be like tiny motors underneath the actual board, you know, keeping it above.
Hold on a second. I think you just invented the hoverboard. What if there's a scientist, some engineer yes. listening to this, and he starts frantically scribbling? It's like air hockey. And then you
flip
see
it over
it on TV, and so the guy cranks it out real fast. You've just got ripped over $100 billion industry.
Yeah,
air hockey, and he calls it the AP mic. Right?
Yeah.
Back to the Future 2. Thoughts, caller?
I feel like I like it more than the original Back mm-hmm. to the Future, and it might actually be what this country may be like if Donald Trump gets elected.
Yeah,
I feel like it'll be like the whole country will be Biff's Casino.
Yeah.
So
is that good or bad? Is that good or bad?
No, it's terrible unless... I don't know.
Okay, that's your opinion. Okay, we're done with this guy. Back to the Future 2. Have you seen it, Mike?
Never saw it.
Never saw
you
it.
You never saw it?
Never
Back
saw
to the Future 1. Have you seen it?
Never seen it.
Never? You've
wow.
never seen the first one?
Yeah. I it's one of my lapses. I know.
You know what?
How many are there?
Three,
yeah.
You can let...
I've seen bits and pieces.
Do you think you'd enjoy it at this point?
I
bet you would. I bet
yeah,
there's things in
it. I can go along with it.
I think if you haven't seen there's a puzzle aspect to the stuff that I think you would maybe at least appreciate, even if you weren't like on the edge of your seat.
Yeah.
You'd be like, oh, that's clever.
And I've seen bits with Christopher Lloyd, right? He's mm-hmm. predominant in it.
Yeah, yes.
If you haven't seen it and you've seen a bunch of clips, what do you think it's about?
Well, sort of a mad scientist that sends Michael J. Fox back to when his parents mm-hmm. were dating, and you know, he's got to fix it because they might split up or something. Isn't that pretty much what it is?
Not,
yeah,
not far off.
Yeah, no, I kind of surmise what it's about.
Yeah, we should do that as a topic. Just the things you haven't seen. It's just like, no, what do you think it's about anyway? You might be just off the hook with it if it's just like, yeah, I never saw that, but I think it's probably about this. Uh-huh. Yeah, you're right. That's close enough. So so the way it works is Back to the Future 1 is exactly what you said.
Mm-hmm.
Back to the Future 2 kind of has the future in it also, as well as the past, and the present gets ruined also. There's two versions of the present.
Uh-huh.
Like a dystopian version of the present, where the guy from the past sneaks back into the bad guy, grabs a sports almanac, and then just wins all the bets, and then turns the present day town into a garbage dump of gambling and.
Yeah. Did it get too complicated? It sounds too complicated.
But it's very complicated.
Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
Then he goes back to the 50s to steal the book back from the. Before he can steal it, before Biff can steal it.
Uh-huh.
So you see the first movie happening, He's running through the first movie.
Okay.
Michael J. Fox is pretty much running through the first movie for the final half of the movie.
Yep.
Okay.
And then the third movie, if you love all of these things, uh-huh. none of that's in the third movie. It's a Western. They get stuck 100 years in the past. I remember saying, oh, boy, that's a sleepwalk of a movie right there.
I ran out of gas.
Yeah, cowboys. And
oh,
stuff.
Boy, yeah.
You know, they just assume that everybody's going to like Westerns.
Mm-hmm.
Not everybody's like...
No, it's not for everybody. I like Westerns.
I like Westerns.
All right, well, I guess I'm wrong.
We're the demographic.
I guess there's a reason. I guess Back to the Future 3 did not do a fraction of the business of the first two.
I have been on the Back to the Future ride. I don't know if that's still going.
Directed by Peyton Reed.
He did the ride?
He directed the ride, yes.
Really? Wow. I didn't know that.
He did. He directed the ride. He directed the behind the scenes for Back to the Future 2 and 3.
Mm-hmm.
And then they let him direct the ride.
Wow.
Where is the ride? Universal Orlando?
I think the only one left is in Japan now.
Oh, really?
Of the Back to the
Future.
Oh,
really? Yeah. It's not in Universal anymore?
I think they pulled it. Oh. And they phase them. They rotate other things in.
Yeah.
Caller, welcome to the half hour of power. You're here with AP, Mike, and Dudio.
Hi, everyone.
And
how are you?
Tom also.
Hello.
Tom's here.
Hello.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes, yeah. What's up?
Sorry.
What's up, buddy?
I just had a question, I guess, and the context is, like, a couple weeks ago, my boss said that I'd gotten lazy, and I wanted to disagree with him, but I couldn't, so I was just wondering if any of you guys had a moment where someone said something disparaging, and you wanted to argue with them, but you were just like, no, they're kind of right.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're kind of right, or it's not worth the argument. Which one is it?
I mean, in this instance, I guess he was right. I was just kind of like, yeah, I've gotten a little lazy. Mm-hmm. I wish I could say no, but I can't.
Did you say that to him? Did you own it?
I mean, I just nodded my head. I didn't really say anything.
What kind of work is this? What is the? You don't have to be super specific, but what is the general type of place?
FAA flight control.
Oh, great. That's a little lazy.
Video editing, like a publishing company.
Mm-hmm. What if you went into his office and you said, "Boss, that was a real wake up call." Well, the only thing, you're playing with fire here, though, because you better deliver on. You can't go in and say, "You really lit a fire under my rump there," and then suddenly, like 2 days later, you're lazier than ever. It's like that's because then you just because now he'd be watching for you to impress him, and suddenly you're just like worse than you've ever been.
Yeah,
is it worth it, or are you better off just shaping up and then having him notice the results?
Probably just uses.
Yeah,
I don't want to get too specific because I know someone else in my work listens, so mm-hmm. I don't want to get too specific. Right. But he's the type of guy who, he'll say something. For instance, he'll say something like that, and then 5 minutes later, come in and like try joking around with mm-hmm. you, yeah. like now we're best buds.
Yeah, he's a psychopath. He's a classic boss.
Yeah, classic middle manager.
Yeah, exactly. Classic middle management J.O., right, Mike? Right?
Yeah, yeah.
He's a total middle management J.O. Yeah.
But this guy's saying, you know, the guy was right, though. So, I mean, yeah, all you can do is just bear down and start doing your work better. That's, if you agreed with him, then you don't really have an argument.
Yeah. You know what you should do? Is there a way in your work for you to produce, but in a gaudy way that people are saying, like, boy, he's really delivering?
A couple times I did stuff that I found.
I gotta just say, I think your bosses, you sound, I think I would have had security walk you out of the office long before this heads up the boss gave you. You sound like you're up to something. So.
Oh, man.
No, go back to the thing. So the boss could see that you did some things that are you're starting to deliver?
Yeah, I mean, I'll say that I like The only other time I called in was to complain about when Brad Garrett insulted me, if you remember that.
Oh, I remember you, yeah.
Then I had to edit that video and just watch all the footage back of him just insulting me for 5 hours, which is kind of funny.
Yeah.
But they like that one. I don't know. Actually, that didn't have anything to do with your question. I'm sorry. Okay. I don't know why I said that. Sorry.
No, that's all right. Yeah, you're... You ever work with a guy like this, Mike?
Not really. I mean, I was thinking, you know, maybe ever see the movie Cool Hand Luke?
Yeah.
You know, when they go hard when you're tarring the road. You know, is there any way you can sort of get something like that going in your office where you're just, like, working like a madman? You get the whole office involved. You're, like, shaking it off for your boss, you know, just calling out, like, from your cube. Getting stuff done. You know, way ahead of time.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, shaking it off here, boss.
You
get a video edited. You know, you get me another video to edit. You know, like, just give me another one. Give me another one.
Exactly.
Give me another one.
Right? Just hungry.
Yeah.
Right? You just get a bell in your... What if you get a little bell in your cubicle? You just ring it when you're done with the thing.
Yeah.
Ding, edit.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Ding. And your boss is just getting... It's like...
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Right? Then you know you'd be the enemy of everyone else in the office because then you make them look lazy.
Yeah.
That's when you find your windshield smashed. Right? That's when you walk out. That's when you walk out of the parking lot. Someone smashed your windshield. It's one of your coworkers.
Yeah.
You can't win.
Yeah.
Why
don't you just knuckle down, my friend? Get to work.
All right. Yeah.
Be a little show. Why don't you be a little showy about it, but not too much, because then people will realize something's up.
Okay.
Little showy, though. A little bit. Oh, boy, I'm working hard over here.
And just, go back to your manager. I got more work. I'm ready for more work. Yeah. You got some more stuff for me? I'm ready.
Yeah. Dudio, what do you make of this situation?
Well, how did he kind of nail you on being lazy? What were you doing or not doing to paint this picture?
Oh, sorry. Basically, he was just saying that I, like, do... He said that, you know, my edits themselves are tight, but when it comes to doing graphics, I got lazy, basically. Like
using Comic Sans?
Yeah, exactly. My argument would be that we're only allowed to do very, you know, sort of specific things depending upon the project, but I was also just like, it's a matter of, not putting in the specific amount of time, and then I guess also that's not necessarily my forte, but...
Well, make it your forte.
Yeah. Make it your forte. I'm with Dudio on this one.
All right.
You're getting a little... What were you doing? You're putting a mannequin in your chair and then going to the movies? Right? You put the editing bay on. Right? You have the software rolling across the screen, makes it look like you're editing all sorts of stuff on a loop. Then you, meanwhile, you're at the movies watching Agent Hitman 47.
That looks like a really good movie.
Oh, that's one of those ones where it's just like, boy, the summer is almost over.
Thank God.
When Hitman Agent 47 comes out. They're not exactly putting that head-to-head against Jurassic World.
Yeah.
Well, splash some cold water on your face, toughen up, and get to it.
All right.
Goodbye. Half hour power, you're on with AP Mike, Dudio, and Pat Byrne joining us for the second half of the thing.
Under the wire.
Hey, guys.
How are you?
Hey.
Oh. Hi, Tom. Hi, Mike.
Hey,
Pat.
Hey, Dudio. You don't say hi to Dudio? What are you?
Jesus.
I'm sorry.
Are you raised in a barn?
Hi, with the end of Aqua Teen coming, what kind of anthropomorphic food would all of you be?
Well, first of all, the end came already. The final episode was on 2 days ago.
I'm sorry.
What kind of anthropomorphic food would we be?
Yeah, you know, like...
Yeah, no, like, I follow. If you would we be French fries or a shake or a meat wad, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got it.
Yeah, no, I do got it. Because
you're understanding it.
Shockingly stupid. Well, who would you be? Why don't you start us off?
Okay, well, I think I'm a lanky kind of straw guy, so I think I'd do like some sour punch straws.
Sour punch straws? I don't know. How about you, Mike? Anything come to mind?
Grapes.
Grapes. There you go. Maybe not good. The first thing I think of. Grapes. I think it'd be a can of Coors Light.
No, you know, that's overplayed.
That's true. Why don't you be some grapes? Right?
I like grapes.
Okay. Dudio?
I'd be a Vienna sausage.
Vienna sausage.
Yeah. Yep.
Pat Byrne?
Cheeseburger.
A cheeseburger. Right. So you'd be like a cousin of Meatwad.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'd be a cheeseburger.
Interesting. Interesting all around.
What would you be?
Well, I think it's clear what I would be. No, I have no idea what I would be. I would be a... I don't know. I'd be a thing of... maybe that Wawa... that Wawa has like that weird hummus and pita thing. That weird radioactive looking hummus. Hummus? Mike, do you like hummus?
I don't go out of my way to get it. But
you'll have it if you're at a...
People have it, and I'll eat it, yeah.
Mm. What would you dip in it? Celery? Pita chip?
Pita chip would be nice, yeah.
Pita chip would be nice.
Carrot?
Dorito? Dorito. Carrot, maybe?
Tostito. Tostito.
Yeah, Tostito. Pretzels.
Restaurant style. I like the restaurant style.
Okay. But you're more of, when it comes to dipping, what's your go-to thing?
Salsa.
Salsa. Just straight up super spicy? You like it somewhat?
You know what? You can't even get the hottest brands of most of the salsas in the supermarkets, I find. It's like they're afraid of offending people, so they don't even stock it, you know? Because I'm sure, yes, somebody will come back, it's too hot, but it says it says hot on the thing. But I think that's what the thinking is,
it's
you know?
Too hot.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, you know, that's what the
read the label.
You read the label.
Yeah. So I get, put some water in it.
I go for the medium.
You go for medium.
Because that's the hottest they have.
But it's still you. If you had your druthers, you'd be, it would be muy caliente.
Yeah, why not?
All right. Dudio, dipping. What's your choice of dipping?
I love me some salsa. Okay. I do. I'm a cheese dip guy.
Cheese dip.
I like cheese dip.
Mm. What kind of cheese are we talking about?
A white cheese dip.
Oh,
like in a Mexican restaurant when they do the white cheese with the...
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fondue?
Fondue. I like fondue.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Chocolate Wonderfall. Would you, if you were at Golden Corral?
I was at Golden Corral about 2 months ago.
And did you go to the Chocolate Wonderfall?
I splish splashed in it for a good 5 to 10 minutes.
That is exactly what I was scared people were doing in the Chocolate Wonderfall. They're just like, oh,
let me get in this.
Yeah. Oh, how can I interact with this? Because what do they do? It's Chocolate Wonderfall. They go up to it and they stick what in it?
They have a variety of different things that you can do. It's a lot of like Rice Krispie treats, brownies, pieces of cake.
Yeah.
And they give you these really long skewers
that
you just shove into it and then you hold
and
it
you
under the
it
waterfall. Waterfall.
Yeah. And you pull it out, wonderfall.
Yeah.
And then you pull it out and it's covered.
Covered in rich chocolate.
Because what would we do if a brownie didn't have... wet chocolate all over it, right? If that would mean it was only just...
Let me get this straight. You say you stick it in and then you pull it out?
Well, that's...
Oh,
like a brownie.
Even by your standards, that was a.
It was laying there.
No, it was laying there. Yeah,
should have left that one on the ground.
Yeah, exactly. Pat, dipping. What are your go-to moves here?
Guacamole.
Guacamole. Oh, yeah. Yes. Good one. Guacamole. Yes, I agree. I would agree with Pat. Guacamole. Yeah. Caller.
Huh?
Yeah, goodbye. Mike, what's going on? Anything that's piquing your interest you want to share with everybody?
I don't know if everybody saw this story about the couple in France who, unfortunately, they fell into a moat while they were humping. They were found nude in this moat. I'm making this up. This is a true story. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I guess maybe I just throw it out here for the guys. Because a lot of people say if you're going to go, you want to go doing that. But I'm saying in this instance, that's probably wasn't the ideal way to go.
I love how you just told us that in just a very serious tone.
Uh-huh.
It's like, I don't know if you heard about the couple that fell into a moat while they were humping.
You said, reportage. I take this seriously, the show.
I appreciate it. It's like 10-10 wins.
So thumbs up or thumbs down to the couple that fell into the moat?
Well, I mean, I thumbs down for them meeting for meeting their fate too early.
Mm.
But if they were getting down next to a moat, they're playing with fire to some degree.
Yeah, yeah. It was about a 30, 40-foot drop, they said.
Oh,
yeah,
that's terrible.
Yeah, not a good landing.
No.
No.
Pat, thoughts on this news story? News story.
I was going to say thumbs down, thumbs up. You tell us, Mike.
Uh-huh. I say thumbs down.
Yeah.
Not the best way to go.
No. I'm with you, Mike.
Splashing in a moat.
Yeah. Anything else in the news jumping out at you? No, that was it?
No.
That was it? Dudio, how much time do we have left?
We have 5 minutes left.
5 minutes left?
Yes.
The phones are quiet.
Tweet it out again?
Nah, let's just talk.
Okay.
Right? The four of us.
Yes.
Shooting the breeze. How was your summer, Pat?
It was good.
It was...
just good?
Yeah, I mean, there's a little bit left. I'm one of those people that just waits to the last minute and then tries to go to the beach and do a lot of things before it gets... And arguably, the water's the warmest around this time. Like,
yeah.
Cusp of September.
Mm-hmm.
I like going out of season too, like the weeks after Labor Day.
Sure,
still warm, yeah. And the water's warm, and
Yeah, and then all the rats are gone, right, Mike?
Less howlies.
Well, we're not in Hawaii. What do they call them? New Jersey, isn't it like that term?
Bennies. Yeah.
Bennies?
Yeah.
I've never heard that before. Yeah.
If you've never heard it,
I'm
a Benny. Sorry, dude. Yeah.
I
we see
it.
You coming from a mile away while we're eating our fried Oreos. Oh, here comes another Benny.
Yeah.
Where does it come from? What's the origin of Benny?
There's different definitions. One is that they benefit the shore towns they go to, And the other one is Bayonne, Edison, Newark, New York.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That sounds like a bit of a stretch.
Yeah.
That sounds like they fit that to the.
Yeah, I mean.
And also, what are they getting mad at places in New York and New Jersey?
Exactly.
Are you supposed to live down there?
Well, it's people from Bayonne, Newark.
Yeah.
Edison. I don't know Edison too.
We're going down there helping them out. They're going to start getting on Bayonne, Newark, Edison. Different states. These people from the different state. You got the one that drives me nuts are these New Yorkers who just like, they're always like, New Jersey, bleh. And then you're just like, why are you going to Coney Island? No? You're not going to Coney Island?
Far Rockaway?
Yeah, exactly.
I went there once. It was like the weirdest beach experience I ever went to. This was years ago, like early 90s.
Mm-hmm.
So we go out to Far Rockaway. And literally, most beach experiences, eventually people get on the towels and you're laying out. there, everybody just stood around. Mm-hmm. You know, it was like nobody even laid down. It was like everybody stood around in groups. I guess they had alcohol. There was, I think you're able to take, alcohol on the beach. But I'm just like, this is a weird scene. It's like, you know, they could be hanging out on a corner, but they're at the beach. They just stand there all day. Yeah. Nobody was going in the water. That was the other thing. Yeah. You know, it's just like, let's stand around on the sand all day.
Now, so that's what they did. So you go to that beach. You want to be so proud of New York. Have a grand old time out in the Coney Island. You're on the water. So somebody pulls a gun on you. You're body surfing. Somebody pulls a waterproof gun on you and mugs you. Right? You get mugged for your beach pass. Your trunks. What's that?
A lot of Band-Aids in Coney Island.
A lot of Band-Aids. Ugh. Well, there's other things, too. That song. It's one of the worst concepts ever. You know what I'm talking about, Mike, right?
That's fine.
The Coney Island whitefish.
Oh, okay, yeah.
It's disgusting. We shall talk no further about that.
Bayonne, they call them white eels.
That's just in case it would, just in case there was that angle that wasn't weird. Ooh, Bayonne cracked it open. They found the next gear on it. on that nickname. Yeah,
Needles. Yeah. Needles are probably like really predominant now.
Are there any beaches in Bayonne? I mean, there's a lot of water.
No, it's just you got your bay, but nobody really, you're not swimming in there. People fish in there, no, nobody's swimming in there.
Yeah. Best boardwalk studio.
I like Myrtle Beach.
Okay, Myrtle Beach.
I'm a big fan.
All right. Mike?
I haven't been there in a while, but I like Point Pleasant.
I've never been to the Jersey Shore.
Yeah, you should go to Point Pleasant.
You got to go down.
Yeah.
Guess where I'm going Friday? Bar A. The Mike Francesa Meeting of the Masses. He does his show from Bar A in Belmar.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Want me to heckle him?
Is Southside Johnny going to be there?
Of course. Southside Johnny will be there.
He always goes every year.
Uh-huh. You want me to heckle Mike Francesa? What do you want me to do? Yeah, shout out from the crowd?
What would be good? What do you think would be funny?
Yeah, what's he sensitive about?
He's sensitive when he fell asleep.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That always bugs him when he fell asleep and they caught him.
You still awake, Mike? Keep yelling.
He'll keep yelling.
Yeah. You still awake,
keep
Mike?
Keep yelling about no-dos, right?
Got some no-dos?
Yeah.
Wake up, Mike.
So Point Pleasant.
Yeah.
Myrtle Beach. How about you, Pat? Best boardwalk?
Seaside.
So you've got the AP. You and AP Mike are... That's the rivalry of the ages, Point Pleasant versus Seaside.
I always thought it was Wildwood versus Seaside.
Nah, I think it's Point Pleasant versus Seaside. Well, if you're coming from the north, I think.
Yeah, Wildwood's way down there.
Yeah. Point Pleasant, slightly more family-friendly than Seaside.
I'd say the demographic's slightly older.
At Point Pleasant?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you
see... Seaside's like a pickup joint.
Yeah.
That's what makes it so... Unfamily friendly.
Yeah.
Well, it's a lot of people being aspirational about the show Jersey Shore. That's where that all went down.
Okay. That's all.
And now
it's considered the promised land for garbage people to get to act like their hero, the situation. They look at those boards and they're just like, he walked on these... same planks.
Isn't he on his way to the slammer for tax evasion or something?
He?
I think so, yeah.
Put him to work at one of those Kohl's stands, right? Coors? What is that? Kohl's? What's the ice cream? K-O-H.
Kohl's?
You know what it is. Kohl's, I don't know how it's pronounced, but yeah.
I know it's the first three letters are K, an O, and an H. And I think it's Kohl's.
Yeah.
Man, that Jenkinson family. Can you imagine the money that family's raking in?
Yeah.
Jenkinson.
Yeah.
They own everything down the boardwalk. That's what Boardwalk Empire should have been about. The Jenkinson family.
And they even burned the place down once, too.
That was allegedly
Jenkinson's.
Them?
Well,
Jenkinson's, I thought that they just owned the Point Pleasant
Jenkins
one.
Jenkinson's went on fire, and then they had to rebuild it.
Yeah.
When was that?
A while back.
Oh, because it also burned.
But, you know, there was speculation about that.
Yeah, let's just say it's speculation. I don't want the Jenkinson guys coming here throw ski balls at me.
This radio show's over.
Right? To come in with those give of brass knuckles that have ski balls in their hand. They punch you with ski balls. It's like their version of the roll of quarters. All right, guys. Let's wrap it up.
We're at it.
Thank you, everybody, for listening to the Half Hour Power. AP, Mike, anything you want to mention? People can get your music over at
apmikebandcamp.com.
apmike.bandcamp.com. Dudio, what do you have coming up?
We've got another Get Real with Bridge and Tunnel on, I believe, September 19th.
Nice.
And our guest is an ER doctor from New York. So the stories are going to be pretty intense.
All right. Pat Byrne?
Prove It All Night is tomorrow night at Monty Hall.
And Prove It All Night is your show, your radio show on WFMU.
Yes.
Which is 9 p.m. to midnight, and you do live shows monthly from WFMU's performance space.
Yes. Tomorrow will be the next live show.
And what guests will you have?
Amber Nelson, John Reynolds, and Bill Steitler.
All right.
Oh, and music from Milk Dick.
Okay. And everybody should check that out, and we will talk to you soon. Thanks for listening.
I don't like the name of that band.